Okay, we've got a couple of written questions, and then there'll be the roving mic. So if you have a question to ask after the written questions, just hold your hand up and I'll bring the mic to you.
Right, so answer these ones.
Yep.
Okay. So, question, who designs the display boards and the displays themselves? They're sometimes considered a specialist field. We're all specialists over there, us volunteers. I guess there's a lot of people collated all their skills and their experiences. And like I was saying, with the 3D people from Wellington, they were quite gobsmacked at just the amount of talent and experience that we have, that we put all the displays together. So I can't really answer you that, just to say we're just fielding people where people are. The other question is, Tiara connected to fielding information by internet? No, because we're a volunteer outfit and we have very little funding. The Manawatu District Council give us a small amount each year towards costs of running it. But basically, we charge because we need to, because that's what keeps the museum going. And while we've got all our records recorded on PassPerfect, the catalogue database, we've not yet had the wherewithal to be able to put it out there on the internet. So I hope that answers that question.
Okay.
I wonder if you could say something more about the PassPerfect system. Are all sorts of, it's available online, presumably, what one can access it from home?
Okay, you're meaning the archives from, the records from fielding?
Yes, the catalogue, but not just, is it not just fielding, but also archives all up and down the country, a catalogue there?
It depends on who runs them. A lot of these smaller museums are council run, so they have the funding to do that. But on the other hand, we've gone out. Our IT person goes to Chatham Islands about every 18 months. She's funded to go there to help them because they're using the PassPerfect for their museum and archive catalogue. And Whanganui Collegiate, they digitised all their photograph collections a few years back. So they came and we said, this is what it is and this is how you use it. So, yeah.
As an individual, I can access this from home?
No. But if you go onto our website, www.fieldingarchive, what we've got is the list of all the records that we hold, but that's as far as we've got so far. One day.
Okay. So PassPerfect is a software package for indexing and searching on-site because you've only access on-site, is that?
Well, those ones that do have the facility do have it out there, yeah. If you go on the internet and look up that PassPerfect, it's an American-based firm. Yeah, go and research it that way.
Yeah, but it's software that you've loaded onto your computers.
You can do a trial, yeah.
Okay. Other questions? There were two or three people who had some questions.
Can I ask a question that's not related to this? I believe in the boss's introduction that you were a teacher at night school.
Yes.
Was that at Queen QEC?
No, I did night school at QEC. Years and years ago, I went to Wellington Teachers College. My boyfriend at the time was in the Air Force and posted to Whenuapai, so my first teaching job was in that area, Whenuapai Henderson area.
Okay.
I was just wondering if you had any comments
about why it closed down and how a night school could be open again because it was such a
fabulous thing. I thought, no,
that's wrong.
She wants to know why QEC night school shut down.
Oh.
Hog and all that.
Well, the reason it shut down was I was going to, because of my hearing, this gradually has been on the down and down for years, 25 years I was going to pull the plug, but the government, They shut down all community college night schools.
Yep.
The year before. Well, I only did 24 years night school.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed your presentation, and the museum's wonderful. I've been over there a few times. I'm just interested in, do you think that in the future with archiving, that it's going to get overwhelming with the amount of material that's produced now, the number of photographs that are taken of events and just everyday life, that it's just going to become unmanageable to archive?
It's interesting you say that, because the clubs such as Provis or Fielding Friendly Wives, what's happened over the years is, first of all, we've got the minute books, and then as time progressed, suddenly we're getting a photograph album of the trip they took to Waikika Mūkau and looked at the gardens or something. And as you say, there's a busload, six pictures of them getting off the bus, six pictures. So what we do is we're circumspect and just we're selective. And a lot of museums now are refusing to accept photographs if they're not named. So, I forgot to say too, by the way, that Thursdays the archive is open at the museum 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if you're wanting to come and do research of any kind, just turn up on a Thursday or let us know. I've got my card there. Let us know if you're coming and what you're going to research, so we can do a little bit of reconnoitre on our records and find
out. How much does it cost to research? Because I phoned once and I was told I had to pay.
I'm not quite hearing you. Just hang on.
The cost of research in the archive.
West Coast block, earlier this year down in Hokitika, we were there for 40 minutes. It cost us $72. If you come to the Fielding Archive, we charge about $3 an hour. But if you're wanting images, then yes, there is a charge. Yeah, that's quite standard. But as I say, the whole particular was council run, wasn't it? So, yeah, we were quite gobsmacked.
Mm-hmm. Forgive me, my hearing is not the best that we have mentioned it, but who was Fielding named after?
General Fielding. General Fielding. All these books say, oh, it was Colonel Fielding. Yes, he was a colonel when he came out. William Alderhart, Alderbert.
When did he come?
1872. He arrived on all these books. They've got the whole story. He came 1872. He was the delegate sent out by a group of about five or six people. Manchester, Duke of Manchester, Earl of Denby. There's two off the top of my head. And he was sent out. He arrived in Wellington December 1872. He rode up to the Manawatu, looked over Mount Stewart and said, yep, that's it, we'll take that bit, because the government had purchased that land from the Maori, Manchester block.
Okay, thank you.
And then he went home and never actually visited Fielding? Or?
No, he came three times, it killed him. The second time he came was about 1876, I think. And which was really good. And then he returned 1895 with his wife Charlotte, and they came and visited, and on the way back, let me get this right, I think it was Singapore, he contracted cholera and died and is buried in Bangkok. Yeah.
Can you tell me about the archive that's moved into your old premises in Bowen Street?
Good point, thank you. Thank you. There's always things I forget to say. What happened after we moved out of Bowen Street, Manawatu District Council purchased the building, and the money that we got from that sale, is we spent it all setting up the new, building the new bit in the foyer and setting up the new museum. Immediately, Regional Horizons, Regional Council, they now lease it. And it's all council records are held at Bowen Street in the old archive, central archives it is. So there's Ruapehu, Tararua, Rangitiki. Palmerston North have retained their council records just over there. And what else is there? Horowhenua?
Yeah.
About 7 or 8 from this area. All the council records are held Bowen Street. Thank you.
Any more questions?
Yeah, first, well done for what you're doing. I think it's amazing. Are the National Library and Archives New Zealand, do they help you? Do they get involved at all?
Way back when we started, 2006, 2007, we were in constant contact with them, and they had a community, they had a little department. So I would send them a photograph, email them an image of a photograph that had masking tape with black ink pen. help, how do we restore this? And so they'd send back advice on things like that. And they used to also have weekends. I can remember one weekend I went to Archives New Zealand, and it was showing us how to digitise and how the Archives New Zealand did that work. But from that, I actually did some fundraising and bought a, you'll be pleased to hear, Mike, a negative to positive scanner, which is well used.
Do you have a cut-off time for your collection of information and data? I mean, calling up the coach house suggests that it's awesome coach days, and most of it has been, but what happens after the First World War and so on? Is there somewhere that's doing that collection?
Well, like the Lytton Street records, we've got Lytton Street records and the high school records right up to 2000.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. If it was yesterday, it's history.
Mm-hmm. So you'll take anything, basically?
But as long as it's fielding districts and community.
Is that the distinction between the museum and the archives, though?
Oh, I see. Sorry, you're saying archives or the museum?
Yes, I was talking about the museum.
The museum. Good point. They had the, once again, it's the collection policy, and it has to have provenance. That, like if it was Sam Whitelock's school rugby boots that he used while he was at school, that gives it a provenance, so when we'd be considering it, yes. Sorry, I didn't quite hear.
I believe the important thing with all these museum items, it's all very well to have an exhibit, but the story behind it, like say the provenance, but a story behind it that adds weight, the significance of the item rather.
Like we have a rickety old tricycle, probably 1940s, 1950s, and it was one of our previous mayor's tricycle when they were a child. So it's its provenance.
Okay, any more questions? No? Okay, well, I am really struck and impressed with one, the number of volunteers, but what you've actually managed to do with that. This is the point, and I've said to a few people here in Palmerston, we've got professional staff in the museum and the archives and so on, and we don't have anything, as far as I can tell, we don't have anything like the same number of volunteers putting things in to see, individuals might do something else, a one-off and so on, but the commitment that you people have and what you've managed to achieve with it, it's really quite fantastic, and it's a great place to go and visit, and I think you've done extremely well. Having said that, thank you also for coming and telling us all about this. I think it's been fascinating. We have a small thank you for you from us, which we give to all our speakers, so don't just throw it to my look inside first.
Thank you.
we're very grateful for all the talk to the people who come and do these talks, because it really helps us a lot. So audio recordings and the PowerPoints will be up on the website shortly, so you'll be able to review all the material or send links to someone who missed it and wants to know what was covered. The next session is on one that's actually looking for a venue. It's the Medical Museum. They've got a few cabinets available for people to see in the hospital, but most of their material is in storage. They will be bringing some nasty implements for you to look at next week, and we'll hear about how they go. But finally, to wrap up here, on behalf of everyone here, thank you very much for your talk. We really appreciate it. And good luck with the museum and archives.
Thank you.